some food stories for you.
All right.
All right. So how do you feel about this? Nathan's just said they're adding a plant-based vegan hot dog.
About
now, this
time.
This is Nathan's famous hot dog. This is the hot dog eating contest. This is Kobayashi and Chestnut shoving all those hot dogs in their gullets.
Mm-hmm.
So plant-based vegan hot dog they're introducing as of this week. You say yes?
I say yeah. I mean, it's not the only hot dog on the menu. You're still going to be able to eat the hot dog with the pig lip. So the pig lips and the pig anus, that one is still available. This one doesn't have any pigtail. So it's just going to have plant stuff. You're still going to be able to get that. So if they take the bad hot dog away and only have the plant-based, I think people can get upset, but it's still going to be on the menu.
Just another option. Like they offer fries, they offer, they have those crinkly fries or whatever. Yeah. Okay. So one other option, that's what they're doing. There's a new TikTok food trend. It's called Proffy, which is protein-based coffee. It's so coffee, and they put in this protein shake stuff or this protein drink stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So it's a thing, and people are doing it all different ways. So people are like, yeah, it's a great way to get your protein, and then you go work out, and you've had your coffee, and you've eaten at the same time, and, you know, pump, pump, pump. So they went and they talked to a doctor who's an emergency room doctor at Lenox Hill here in New York City, who said, this is terrible. He said, it's harmful. It's not necessary. Most people get enough protein in their diet. Plus, all these protein additives are also adding sugar as well. So if somebody offers you a Proffy, say no.
Okay. Doesn't sound good anyway. Coffee by itself is not that good. So if you're going to add something into it, it doesn't sound like it's what I want in the morning.
What if it's pumpkin spice flavored Proffy?
I don't know. I mean, they still really haven't perfected the pumpkin spice coffee anyway, so I don't think it's going to be good.
Right. Okay, so that's a definite don't.
Yeah.
There is a new employee at your favorite fast food restaurant. It is a robot. So bring your Roomba as your date if you go to McDonald's, because what they're testing at McDonald's now is a robot automated drive-through ordering. So you know all the times
Thank
you go through
God.
And you yell and they're what? And they can't God. Hear you. And you talk about this all the time. We could put somebody on the moon. But yet, if I'm ordering a vanilla shake, they keep saying, you know, an earthquake? No, no, a vanilla shake. A what?
Thank
so,
God. Yeah,
yeah,
people are just... It's like, when was it? Friday. Okay, I went through McDonald's. See if you can do this math. You ready? So you can get two chicken sandwiches for $3. They're the little chicken sandwiches. So you get two chicken sandwiches and a large drink. The large drink is $1.
Mm-hmm.
So it's one price, any size, $1. So the two chicken sandwiches are two for three and the one drink. How much is that?
$4.
$4. So even on the screen, it popped up $4.26.
Because tax.
So when I pull up to the first window, I give the lady $4.26. And then I pull up to the next window, and she comes running to the other window and says, it's an extra dollar. It's $5.26.
For what?
And I went, no, it's $4.20. And she's sitting there fighting with me. I'm like, no, it's $4.26. $5.20. Here's a dollar. Screw it. There's a dollar. Just give me my damn food. I got to go.
Right.
So I wouldn't have that issue with the robot. The robot would know it's $4.26.
Right. That's exactly what. So whatever you order, you yell it in, it pops up and you pay. So it knows exactly. Yeah, you can see it right there. You don't have to wait to get to the lady for her to tell you how much it is. It pops up. You see how much it is. And Taco Bell here in New York is already doing that, where you walk in, everything is forward facing. It's all on a screen.
Mm-hmm.
You punch everything in yourself. You order yourself. There's no people there because they're in the back making your food. So that's it. You order it yourself, pay for it, and then somebody hands it to you, and that's it, and you leave.
Yeah, that's the McDonald's on Long Island on Sunrise Highway that I'd go mm-hmm. to all the time. They had that machine. so you can walk in there and you don't have to talk to nobody. It was awesome. I could hit that, put the card in, and gives me a receipt, and I walk up, they hand it to me.
Domino's has introduced the robot delivery self-driving car. Have you seen these commercials yet?
Yeah, I don't know if I trust that.
I thought that was a joke, especially because they brought the Noid back. So I was like, this is one of those Geico commercials or something where it's like, you know, it's some joke is to it. But no, they actually have these self-driving delivery cars that they're testing out right now. And White Castle has a new employee named Flippy. Flippy is a robotic arm that flips your burgers and makes your burgers.
Oh, I don't want Flippy.
Sorry, you're getting Flippy.
Don't screw up my White Castle. Leave my White Castle alone.
I know.
Yeah,
I know.
I don't like the idea right now of cars on the road that don't have drivers. They just did an experiment where they had a semi truck drive from, I don't know, like New York to LA. Mm-hmm. And then they had a robot truck drive from New York to LA, and it beat it by 10 hours.
Whoa.
Because they don't have to stop. The issue is with a human driver is you only can drive for 10 hours.
Right.
Then you got to pull over. No, you got to sleep. You got to pull over and sleep because they don't let you drive continuously if you're a truck. But a robot, they can go forever.
Right.
So it beat it by 10 hours. And I'm sitting there going, well, that's great. You're telling me there was a self-driving truck on the road when I was on the road? Are you kidding me? Let's test this for a while before we put this on the road. That's kind of scary. Right.
And one of the reasons they're doing it, this is what they said. They said because right now they're having trouble finding employees. So it's not like they're doing this because they're firing people and they're trying to replace people. It's the opposite. It's because they can't get enough people to come work in fast food. So they needed an alternative. They needed a way that they could, you know, if they only have 10 employees, mm-hmm. they can't have 10 people doing everything for the whole week. They had to find a way to have all the ordering done so the 10 people could have shifts in the back making the food.
Yeah,
so,
I get it. And I understand. But with self-driving cars, I don't trust the roads yet. The roads are still shit.
Well, also, if this is a self-driving car coming, I'm not self-driving. I'm driving. Right. So what if I cut in front of that self-driving car or give it the finger? You know what I mean? Like,
pull somebody out of the car and beat them?
Right. We would need all self-driving cars. We can't just have the one on the road. It have to be everybody, and they would need like a special lane. Otherwise, do you know what I mean? I think self-driving car among people who are driving is the problem. It's the people who are the problem.
I think the funny thing is I'm going to end up pulling the passenger out of the car and beating them. Oh, it's a driving.
I got to punch somebody.
I can't hit a robot. I got to hit you. You're in it. So you're close enough.